B2HXS Mobile. I know. Top law fair is everywhere.
What? I'm, headed up to Steve Wilder's place to pick up a tiller. I got my trailer hooked up. So, I put some new lights on it. The old ones weren't working, and the wiring was real old, and I just didn't want to mess with it.
Oh, that's funnier than heck. I just left him. I'm coming down on Mount Lebanon Road now. I just left Steve's house.
These are LED lights, and they're, it's funny because they're magnetic, and boy, they're strong. I mean, you know, I just had to lay them against the, get close to the metal, and boy, it just, you know, slammed down on it, so they're not going anywhere. I didn't know if I was going to like that or not, but everything works just like it's supposed to, and brakes, turn signals, so, you know, I'm happy. KB4CPA, I don't think I'd give them a call.
2HXS, I know who you are. Yeah, I just left Steve's house, and there's another fellow there working on his Cub Cadet mower, him and Mark, so I just left there. I'm heading home myself, so I'm done for the day. Not that I did anything important.
Sorry you caught me with a, excuse me, a mouthful of a candy bar, so, I couldn't say anything. If I did, you wouldn't have been able to understand it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, glad you don't have the candy bar in your mouth now. Whereabouts are you, Dave?
East on White Hampton. I'm going down the pretty steep hill. And there's a Sphinx station on my left, and the next intersection I come to will be St. Mark's. Does that tell you anything? This is Hillside Drive and stuff.
Yeah, that's at, I know where you are. Yeah, you're down on 29A. I'm on Mount Lebanon. I was just trying to listen for you on the input, and you were, you come down here by, was that Reed School?
Well, let's see. I guess it's called, I think it's called Edwards Mill Road right there, and then it, that goes into Reed School Road.
It is. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're probably going to cross paths here at one point.
I'm going all the way up Wade Hampton until I get to 357, and then the fun begins. But anyway, I'll hang a left on 357 if I can remember how to get back to his house.
Oh, yeah. You're going to come up, okay, yeah. 357 to Mount Lebanon, take a right and go up to, I forget the name of the road he lives on. Well, yeah, I know there's another way to go up, too. I just don't know that way. I come up Mount Lebanon up to his road.
KB4CBA Mobile. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a probably four or five different ways to go. Any way you go, it's probably not going to differ more than a couple of minutes or possibly even less. So, but this, I just want to go this way because it seemed like an easy route, not near as many turns. And the way he had me going the other day, I was actually backtracking when I got on New Cut Road, and because I'd been going up 14 to 11, And then I got on New Cut Road, and I was going back the way I came. So, you know, I don't like backtracking.
Oh, heck, I leave my house. I take 14 to Mount Lebanon up the New Cut. That's the straightest way for me.
A lot of people on the road here in Guerrero. Got a guy on a quad rocket beside me. Hope he's not in a hurry. Probably the only way he's going to get around all these people is to go between them. He doesn't seem like he's in much of a hurry. But I've seen people do that on a quad rocket.
Yeah, that's not too safe. Well, if you're going through Greer, I know they got that. I think it's an international food thing going on there this weekend. I don't know if it's yesterday and today or just yesterday.
Well, if it is, I hope it's downtown, because, you know, maybe I'll miss all that. I don't want to get in a bunch of traffic. Everybody have a good time, but stay out of my way. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hears you.
I just passed the Poinsett street intersection and headed down the hill here. Well, I tell you, I was looking at the old site where D&D used to be set up. I'm not sure. I think they set up way on out where the rest of the dealerships are now. And I guess that's their motor mile for Greer.
I'm not sure what that is.
Keep going out Wade Hampton eastbound, you know, through Greer. And it's kind of on the other side of Greer, really. But you'll see dealerships on both sides of the road. And, actually, there's one right here. So I guess I lied. But anyway, I forgot about this one. There's a, I know the name of it, Benson, yeah. And I don't know why they sell there, but I think they're a multiple brand dealer. So anyway, but they seem to be doing pretty good, because, you know, they've, kept up the buildings and all that, so looks like they're doing a good job.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I'm coming down here. I'm about ready to make a left on 14 here in a minute.
Dang, I was going to hit my reverse button, but when I thought about it, you quit talking. But anyway. Alright, so, I got my trailer hooked up, and thank goodness mine has a ramp on it. Steve's didn't have a ramp, and that tiller is, it's big. It's a toy built. It's got the, you know, the, prongs, or whatever you want to call them, on the back of it, so you can get, you know, you can dig a little deeper with it. Only thing is, I have to get it running, but that's not a big deal. I mean, that's the fun part. Get it running, and ran in about 2 years.
Yeah, I got you on the input. You're a little choppy, but I'm down on 14 now, so I might go up and down a little hill here or there, but I got you on the input. Are you running high power or low power or what?
I think it's on low, because it's, when I key up, the meter's not, you know, going way out. It's just, I guess I need to bump it up a little bit. I thought it was on high, but I guess it's not.
For that time, so, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm on like 75% power, so I'm only running like 25 watts.
Sure. I think this has like four different selections, and I got the book in the dash, but it's kind of hard to read that thing. I'm not like Jason Bourne. I can get screaming through the streets of Paris and read a map at the same time.
Yeah, if you hit the button that says low, it'll cycle through low, medium, high. I had that radio. It's a nice little radio. I think it's 5, 10, and 25 watts, or 5, 15, and 25, something like that.
Well, I think I'll look at it when I stop and have to put on my glasses. All right, so I'm on 357, headed north, I guess. I don't have my compass on right now. I have to select that, and, well, this car's just got... The 4Runner's just got a lot of gadgets and gizmos. Some of them I haven't even touched.
Oh, Dave, I just pulled in to get some gas here. But you have a good time with Mr. Steve and Mark up there. I will catch you a little bit later.
Hey, well, yeah, you gotta have some of that goat juice or you'd be pushing your car. All right, take care. 73's KB4CBA.
Hey, Dave, 73. Catch you later.
Ford UK.
Was that KG Ford? Was it DK? I'm not sure I got that right. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name's David.
David, it's Wayne over in Seneca. Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo KG 4 MUK. Just got a trying out a handheld here to see how it's working. You copying me okay? Over.
You're solid in the repeater. There's just a teeny tiny bit of white noise, but it's really not real noticeable. And certainly 100% copy. So what are you up to?
We bought a Jeep last week, and I was trying to... Well, I've ordered me an overhead thing to mount HF in here, but right now I just wanted to get 2 meters put in the Jeep and mounted me a diamond out there on the hood lip. And like a SG 7500 on them, and I'm running a Yaesu VX6 handheld, probably 1 watt, and just trying to get it hooked up where at least I've got a radio back in the vehicle.
I think I bought that same radio. We went out to Texas last year. We drove out, and I don't know, somewhere along the way, I think it was on the way back, and we took a different route on the way back, and we're going right by an HRO, and I said, so I like to stop at this HRO, and so I bought that Yaesu handheld. This 2 meter 440 rig.
It's pulling out here on the road. I'm gonna go around the block a time or two to see how it does as I'm going up and down these hills over here. But yeah, I bought that at HRO about 2 years ago. That mount and that antenna. And I haven't really had a chance to put it on anything, and I took everything out when I was getting ready to sell my trucks. So, trying to order some stuff for Jeep so I can actually get radio equipment mounted in here. put a bunch of equipment and a screwdriver antenna, big giant power supply, stuff like that, and another HF radio that on the swap net with Gary. And as soon as I can get some of that stuff sold, I'm going to go back and I think I'm going to put a Yaesu FT710 in this thing because it's about as compact as I can get.
Yeah, I wanted to get one of those screwdriver antennas, and I found out that you have to have a Yaesu. I've got an Icon. So, anyway, oh well. But I hear they're really good. I hope you have fun with it.
It's a screwdriver on an Icon. All you got to do is just order you the antenna controller and do it manually. I don't particularly like, I mean, I do, but I don't, the setup to where, you know, it just reads off of the radio. I mean, it's fine, but it does not get it precisely precision. That screwdriver that I've got is the Tar Heel HP200, and I think it's rated for full power. Got a top hat, this big whip on it and all that, and the only thing it needs is the controller. The controller is everything on a screwdriver. The whole thing with the different radio working with them and all that, that's really not the way it is. It's bypassable with the controller, and they work really good. It's just I can't put that 200 on here because by the time I mount it to the bumper, it's still going to be sticking up about 6 to 10 inches above the back of the roof line. And then I got the whip on there, so I'm going to go with a baby Tar Heel.
I got a phone call. Yeah, I had the same problem, though. Low ceiling on the garage. Let me get this call. KB4CBA.
KG4EK.
Fix that back in.
Go ahead, KG4MEK.
Good afternoon. Dave here, KB2HXS.
Hey, Dave. It's Wayne over in Seneca. And it's trying out my little HT mobile. And seeing how it works moving around out here. I got a Diamond SG7500 on in about 1 watt.
Well, you're doing a good job back to the repeater. Sounds awesome.
Super stoked when I can get to the point where I can get this screwdriver stuff sold and reduce it to the smaller size stuff so I can put it on it. You kind of limited with a Jeep, or when I had the Ford F-150, I had all the room in the world.
Oh, I know, I hear you. When the wife and I go on a road trip, I have a mount that goes into my receiver hitch in the back of my Durango, and that's what I mount my screwdriver onto, and it seems to work pretty good. And I just use a dual cross needle meter, and that's how I tune my antenna. It works good.
How well it'll work in the vehicle. I know I'm gonna have to come up with a charging solution because this battery ain't gonna last forever. In my truck, I had an inverter, but I don't got one in here. I'm so limited on space as it is, it's kind of hard to do a whole lot. But I know once I get a mobile in here and get it mounted, shouldn't be an issue then.
Now, they do make battery packs to go on some of those radios that you can plug into a cigarette lighter plug or USB external battery or something. I had that years ago, too. Right? You know, I think they used to call it a battery eliminator. You can plug it into a cigarette lighter or I don't know if you have a cigarette lighter anymore in the vehicles, but I'm sure they have it now. You can plug into the USB.
I'll have to come up with something and try to get it arranged to where it ain't taking away any of the space in here. I mean, I could mount a radio down there next to the shifter on the console, but I think I'm going to be better off with that overhead piece and taking and mounting it up high. But, yeah, I knew that it was going to be kind of tight in here. I got a buddy of mine in Orlando, Florida. He's got the same exact Jeep I've got, and he's got one of those overhead Molly racks that goes overhead. And I think he's got a FT991A, and he's got a 2 meter 440 radio. And it's a lot of space taken over when you get that much radios in one of these things.
Oh, I hear you. I run an IC7000 ICOM. It's an all-mode, all-band radio. And I got the base of it under the seat. And I got the head of the radio, I have it in a suction cup mount off my windshield. Works pretty well. Anyway, I'm in the driveway, just pulled in. You have a good afternoon, sir. Good to hear from you again. And we will talk at you another day. KB2HXS, be out of here.
You have a good day, and enjoy the QSO. And I'm back into my driveway now. Probably sit around here for a few minutes and tinker around with some things. See what I'm going to get into next. This is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo.
All right, sir. Have a good day. We will catch you later. 73, KB2H, exit.